and welcome to Coloma Choir 6th Grade Podcast.
Goodline. She is assistant principal at Coloma Junior High School and the athletic director for Coloma Community Schools. How are you, Ms. Goodline?
I'm good.
What is it like being the assistant principal?
It's interesting because people see me as the mean one because I have to deal with the kids who get in trouble all the time. So a lot of times I walk into a room and everybody's like, ooh, who's in trouble today? So I don't really like that aspect of it.
How did you become the assistant principal?
Well, I used to be a teacher. I taught health and phys ed for 18 years. And then I became the athletic director. And when I became the athletic director, they had me move into this, technically it's called the dean of students role, so that I wasn't in the classroom anymore. Because as the athletic director, I have to spend so much time outside of school in the evenings. It's hard to grade papers and plan for teaching when I'm here till 10 o'clock at night at an athletic event.
What is your favorite sport season?
Well, I have to tell you my favorite sports season is softball because that's what I coach. But honestly, I probably enjoy watching basketball the most out of everything.
What do you do when you're not at school?
Relax. I'm here so much that when I'm not here, I like to just kick back, watch TV, watch a movie. I love to lay in the sun in the summer. So I really don't do a lot, but just relax because I'm so busy all the time.
What do you do in the summer?
I lay in the sun. I'm a beach girl. I like the beach. So I probably go to the beach at least once a week in the summer if I can get there. And I like to sit in the sun, read a book.
Do you have any hidden talents?
That was the question that I laughed at the most. I don't think so. I don't think I have anything that's real shocking. I'm not overly, I can't sing. I don't have a good voice, anything like that. I can't dance. I don't have any rhythm. So, you know, I can play sports. But other than that, I don't think I have any talents that would shock anybody.
What is your favorite food?
Mexican food, by far.
Do you have a favorite place to eat?
Around here, I love the new Mexican restaurant in town. Well, I guess it's not that new anymore, but we eat there probably once a week because my kids and I both like Mexican. But if I got to pick anywhere, there's a restaurant in Stevensville called Grand Mir, and I would go there in a heartbeat.
What are your favorite movies?
I have a lot of different ones. I kind of, you know, I like different types. I like funny, I like drama, I like romance. But right now, my favorite movie has been A Star is Born. I just got that on DVD 2 days ago, so I've watched it like twice already. But all kinds. I like movies a lot, so I'm a moviegoer. So, but I like all kinds of different ones.
What is your favorite color?
If you look in my closet, you would think my favorite color is black, gray, because I wear a lot of that. But overall, green I like a lot. I mean, who doesn't like green and gold?
What was your favorite subject in school?
Probably English, because I like to read. I enjoy writing. I'm not math, not a math girl. Could do without that. I'm not a huge history buff, so I would probably say English.
What kind of student were you in school?
I was a pretty good student. I mean, I had a fairly high GPA. I did my work. I paid attention in class. I never got in trouble, so I must have been okay.
What are you most excited about the school year?
I'm always excited for the beginning of the school year just to meet new faces, see how kids have changed over the summer. You know, working in the middle school level, you know, you'll get a kid who comes in sixth grade, and by the eighth grade year, they've changed so much. So that's probably the most exciting part, is seeing the kids again and seeing how much they've grown.
Thank you very much, Ms. Goodline. We appreciate you taking time from your busy schedule to speak with us. Thank you for listening, Ms. Goodline. This was conducted by Tatiana T., Noah D., Shanti C.
Hello and welcome to Current Events with Arissa H., Heaven S., and Haley B. Good morning, this is Arissa and I will be talking about Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is a celebration in New Orleans on Tuesday, March 5th. The French word Mardi means Tuesday and the word Gras means fat. Mardi Gras is typically known as Fat Tuesday and is the feast before Ash Wednesday when Christians are requested to fast. By the 1730s, Mardi Gras was celebrated openly in New Orleans, but not with the parades as we know today. In the early 1740s, Louisiana's governor established Elegant Society, which became the model for the New Orleans Mardi Gras of today. New Orleans is famous for its king cakes. When you buy a king cake, a plastic little baby comes with it, and you hide the baby inside of the cake, and whoever gets the piece of cake with the baby will have to buy the next one.
This is Haley, and I will be talking about the talent show. The talent show is Thursday, March 28th. This is the time to show off your talent to everyone. There are many different types of performances. We also may have a St. Patrick's Day dance. The 6th, 7th, and 8th grade need to get 200 think tickets to do it, so we all need to work on getting them. Make sure you donate to the office. We have boxes for you to put them in.
The 7th and 8th grade choir performed a choral festival on February 26th, and the 7th and 8th grade band will perform for band festival the week of March 4th. All junior high choir students are preparing for Seussical the Musical auditions. Seussical Junior is a musical with all Dr. Seuss stories. They will perform this musical on May 23rd and 24th in the high school auditorium. Goodbye, this is Current Events.
Laissez-les bon dons rouler.
Hello, we are here today with Ms. Milta Barker. She is a math teacher for Coloma Junior High School.
Why did you want to become a math teacher?
I wanted to make it as easy as I could for students. I had some really poor math teachers when I was in school, and they made it really hard, and it doesn't need to be that hard.
What kind of student were you in school?
I was sneaky. I used to calculate what assignments I could miss and still end up with an A or a B.
Do you like teaching honors math better than regular math?
Nope, both have their pluses. I like to do more hands-on stuff, and it's easier with our regular math because we have a little bit more time in our schedule.
How do you handle kids that don't behave?
I like to have a conversation. I think that you guys are still kids and you make mistakes, but you also can't take away the learning from everybody else, and so you'll have to come in for detention sometimes.
Where did you get married and when?
I got married at St. Bernard's, the church in Benton Harbor, and I got married in July of 2015.
Do you have a pet? If so, what is it?
I have two German Shepherds, and their names are Callie and Lily.
What's your favorite thing to do outside of school at home?
I like to play music, so I've got my piano set up in my kitchen, and all of my percussion stuff is set up in a bedroom upstairs.
What other states have you visited?
I have driven down to Florida, so everything on the way down to Florida. I've also been to New Mexico and California and Nevada.
What's your favorite type of food?
I love Italian food.
What's your favorite kind of candy?
Anything chocolate.
Do you like iPhones or Androids?
Androids. I don't like paying for iPhones.
What is your favorite type of music?
It depends on whether I'm listening or playing. So when I'm listening to music, I like folk music because it's a little bit softer, and because I play percussion, when I play it tends to be loud and kind of in your face.
What is your favorite instrument to play?
My favorite instrument is marimba.
Thank you for coming. This interview was conducted by Mia C., McKenna B., Kaylee D.
Hello everyone, this is Caden R. and here is Coloma's latest and greatest news. We will talk about classroom happenings as well as the most current information for the junior high and high school. In Ms. Rowe's classes, the 6th grade Health B classes are going to begin a unit on tobacco, alcohol, and other drugs. They will be looking at print ads to lure people into drinking and smoking. and some of the tactics they used by these companies. We will also take a look at anti-smoking commercials and advertisements and create our own slogans and posters. The Health A classes will be wrapping up the tobacco and alcohol and other drugs unit and begin with a stress and mental illnesses unit. In Mrs. Murphy's class, they just finished Woolly Week 2019 and will be doing March Music Madness all March. In Mrs. Art's classes, they are going to be finishing up their unit on population and migration before they move on to the Eastern Hemisphere. During the Eastern Hemisphere project, they will be doing more projects like creating travel brochures, videos, and websites.
Hello, this is Bobby W. with more classroom happenings. With Skibuski, class is really moving. The 8th grade students are getting ready to build roller coasters. They are bringing together everything they have learned about motion, energy, and machines, calculating acceleration, speed, kinetic energy, potential energy, efficiency, and work. The best roller coaster win awards for the highest roller coaster, the roller coaster with the most track, the roller coaster with the most loops, the roller coaster with the most turns, the most unique roller coaster, and the best decorated roller coaster. In ELA, the students are getting ready to write an essay about the Great Depression using evidence from Newsela articles and a web quest on Great Depression, a book of novel and unique novel, Out of the Dust. Students will be either be proving that one of the books they read did or did not accurately depict the Great Depression. For Ms. Parker's classes, these students will be using astronomy. Students will be carrying out skits, demonstrating their knowledge of revolution and rotation. They will be making fun food diagrams depicting the mood phases and the sun. Students will also be creating their own solar systems in 7th grade math. We'll be working with ratios, rates, proportions, slope, and direct variation.
This is Harley Benz with the latest and greatest news for our sports and fine arts and high school sports. And the Coloma Commons High School girls bowling team is number one in the state. You have currently heard our interview with one of their teammates, Morgan Hospin. Another bowling team member, Lainey Meter, also is second in the state for individual bowling. Great job, girls. In high school state wrestling, we have three guys who went to Ford Field to compete in the state race wrestling. In their weight divisions, Cody Reese placed 6th, Cole Eslop placed 5th, and Caleb Ishmael placed 4th in the state. Great job, Commons. In fine arts news, the Coloma 7th and 8th grade band received a Division 1, and Coloma High School band received a Division 2 at the District Band Festival in Lake Michigan College. The Coloma 7th and 8th grade choir received a Division 2 and Coloma High School choirs. Surrey and Chamber both received a Division 1 District Choral Festival at the Chapel in St. Joe. And one more big congratulations to Mrs. and Mr. Churchill for having their baby boy, Kane Michael Churchill, on Mardi Gras Day, March 5th.
And that's the latest and greatest news.
Hello, Morgan, and welcome to this interview. We have a few questions we would like to ask you. I hope you like these questions we have prepared for you, and let's get started.
What do you like about being a drum major?
So, being drum major, I really like helping lead people and being the person that they come to when they have questions and need help.
How did you become a drum major?
So last year I had to fill out an application, answer some questions, talk about why I wanted to do it and what my plans would be, and then I had to do a few audition process things in front of Ms. Thomas and Mr. Keach.
Do you like Ms. Thomas?
Yeah, she's nice, and she always tries to push us because she knows that we are just full of so much more than what we actually show.
What sports do you play?
As of now, I'm only doing bowling.
What do you like to do in your free time?
In my free time, I like to shop and bowl and watch Netflix.
What do you listen to on the radio?
So I don't really listen to the radio. It's more of just like Spotify, but a lot of Ariana Grande now.
Have you ever been in a musical?
No, I've never been in a musical. I can't really sing or dance, so I've just, no.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is purple.
What do you like about bowling?
I like that bowling isn't a sport where you have to necessarily be athletic and be able to like run and stuff, but you need to be disciplined and able to focus and that kind of stuff. It's a lot of discipline and skill set sport.
Have you ever won state championships for bowling?
No, we've never won state, but we've been ranked first in the state for 3 years now, so hopefully this is the year that we bring home a state title.
What's your favorite subject in school?
I'd say probably English would be my favorite subject.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
There's so many choices, but I really like mint chocolate chip and like chocolate chip cookie dough are pretty good.
Thank you for your time with us. This has been an interview conducted by Caden H., Christine H., and Tanasia N.
That's it. Thanks for listening. This has been a lot of fun
to make, and we hope you enjoyed all of the
interviews, news, and reviews. Thanks for listening.
Bye!